Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Tonight. So we want to make America great again, but we really don't want Donald Trump to be the guy to do it, because he's really not the right guy to do it, right? So does he take away from the process? Who is the right person to do it? I asked this a couple of weeks ago. In fact, last week I brought it up again. What were the qualities, or what are, I shouldn't say were, it's like past tense because forget it, that ship has sailed, we don't care anymore. What are the qualities that you look for in a president? I got some great responses, both through email and through calls. And, you know, the thing that everybody does crave is authenticity. So Fox benefits, not surprisingly, from the first debate. Over 3 million people watched the debate. And that was huge for them. You think of television now, because of the nature of the way media is delivered, It's shrunk the base, the amount you can pull. But when you're pulling over 3 million for something like that, that's pretty darn good. So there was definitely an audience of people who wanted to see a train wreck or wanted to actually see if they could find out anything about the candidates, or for whatever reason, they tuned in. And I think there's plenty of Democrats that were tuned into it certainly as well. So Warren Buffett buddies up to Trump. And no, he knows Trump, of course. Warren Buffett is the third richest person in the world, and he said he thinks Trump can go pretty far in the presidential campaign. He thinks he can just maintain that base for quite some time. But I've said this before, to be fair. Think of people who have become president. Bush, 43. Was he the front runner? Were we talking about Bush? Nah, we weren't talking about Bush. We were talking about a whole bunch of other people besides Bush. He was in the mix, I suppose. But he was not in the mix like John McCain or like Rudy Giuliani until, whoops, let's go to Florida. So there might be some sidecar that comes along that becomes the locomotive. I just don't know who it is. I've talked to friends in the Republican Party. I've gone through potentials myself, and some of those potentials fell by the wayside, aren't interested, etc. I mean, ultimately, I guess it boils down to this. Ultimately, it's kind of like a draft. If you're a sports fan, you know, you get excited. Oh, who are, you know, look at these draft choices coming out of these big schools. I mean, who are we going to get? Jameis Winston, is that going to be our draft choice? Is it going to be Mariota? Are we going to get Mariota? Well, I'm referring to some players from the last draft. I mean, who is it going to be? There's always some big names that are out there from, I'm just using the NFL, college football. So if you could draft the person that you wanted, who would you draft? Who would you, I mean, I've just been thinking about this because people are not happy with how this process is going. If suddenly it was kind of up to you and you had a few moves that you could make, would you even know what moves you would make? Or maybe you're not unhappy and it's fine. Of the 17, there's a couple people that you would go for. I mean, forever people talked about Rand Paul. Rand Paul gets elected. He's a breath of fresh air. Oh, this is the guy. He can bring in young people. And then suddenly, not so much. A lot of people fell off the Rand Paul bandwagon. And others jumped on. So is there anyone out there who absolutely does it for you, who you say, wow, if that person ran, now that's somebody I could vote for. You know, who would it be? And a lot of times you look around and it's a governor. Bill Clinton was a governor. 43 was a governor. And if you look through the history of presidents coming from all different areas, backgrounds, there have been some governors. And certainly there are plenty that are running on the Republican side. Is there some governor out there that has not been tapped into that you're thinking would be just perfect? For a while, people were really super high on Chris Christie, or some people were super high on Chris Christie. Gets on the cover of Time magazine. Henry Kissinger calls him, tells him he needs to run, gets invited to some special dinners, and then he falls by the wayside. And he shows up a little bit. He was on the stage the other day, but not enough where he's a serious contender unless something changes, unless something dramatically changes. You know, so who is that person? Who's the person that can trip the trigger in a different way, so to speak? Get people excited, get them invigorated. Have more people talking, being curious. You know, because think about this. One thing about Sarah Palin, who was polarizing, because people either really, really love Sarah Palin or really didn't like her and didn't like the fact that she was tripping over some things that were happening once she started to debate. But she definitely shook things up. She definitely got headlines. She definitely, in the beginning especially, before some of the obstacles got in the way, she definitely added something to McCain, and she came out of all of a sudden. So who's out there that's all of a sudden? She was that person. Sarah, who? Sarah Palin? Oh, yeah, I've heard of Sarah Palin. Yeah, the governor of Alaska. Sure. And so she did do that. There's no question. Is there that person out there? And I was thinking about this. What about Nikki Haley, South Carolina? I wonder if she's had any of those conversations. The people in South Carolina seem to like her. Some of the Democrats even like her. I mean, many of them don't. But there is a small group that does. She had that handled that whole Confederate flag flap pretty decently, because what was she going to do? And I mean, she had to put a lid on it, and she did, but she did it. I think she did it the right way. And she has been mentioned before. I mean, people have sort of said her in passing. So why is it that Carly Fiorina, who is a businesswoman, Hewlett-Packard, CEO, that gets the stage, wanted to run, ran, that kind of stuff, wants to be in politics. How does she get jumped in there, but Nikki Haley doesn't? Now, maybe she was asked, and she's like, "Now I'm the governor of South Carolina. I'm good for now. I have some time. I'm good. Let's play this whole thing out." Maybe that was asked, and she said, "Nah, not now." And if you look at other potentials, who are the other potentials? I bet you have a hard time coming up with some of them. All right, coming up, we have the mailbag. Remember, you can always hit us up on the mailbag, americatonight.net. Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you across this great nation here on ATN.
California. I was concerned about my cholesterol readings because I knew that all high right. cholesterol is related to clogging of the arteries and increases right. the risk for heart attack and stroke. One day, all I heard right. an we'll ad talk for to you heart in a body extract, seconds, then? And I was skeptical, but yeah, I decided no to give it a try. Man, the numbers don't lie.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make an 81% return in 60 seconds? We can show you how using our free tool. Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars in profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple, my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Best part, it's 100% free. Go to richmoneyrich.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guys, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Back to America Tonight. Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you across this great nation. So plenty of conversation, of course, still left over from the Republican debates, and it's interesting the follow-up as to what's happening to that. You know, you have Carly Fiorini, who's saying she didn't say that she was against maternity leave. You have Donald Trump saying that he was not attacking Megyn Kelly and she should apologize to him. So it's like clarification Monday. Let's put it that way. Everybody trying to clarify their remarks. And it's interesting because these are the little moments that pop from a debate and then are spun around in our 140-character world and become so much bigger. So anyway, a lot of you had things to say about that. Let's jump to our mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
This one from Jake in Austin. Kate, I've been away, so I haven't had a chance to email you. I did watch in DVR form the Republican debates, actually both of them. There were some good moments from both of them, and there were some lame moments from both of them. I really think that it wasn't very debate-ish, first of all, on Fox's part. For the second one, it just seemed like it was a kind of a gotcha session. It was sort of felt, I don't know, odd to me. Some of the major issues that I thought would be talked about didn't even come up. So I don't know if this was just a warm-up to what the next debate will be or what, but I noticed that, and I thought it was very strange. I think that Chris Christie came out swinging pretty good, I have to say. I'm not a giant fan of his, but I thought he looked pretty good. And Rubio was pretty good. I thought Rubio seemed like he was turning things into issues, things that he would do if he were president, and I thought that was a smart thing for him to do. So we'll see what the next one yields. Yeah, you know what? I agree with that. I wonder if it did feel like a setup, like, okay, here's all the questions, here's what people are saying about you, and, of course, we're news people, and this is what we've been reporting on, so let's talk about it. And here's for you, Trump. Here's what we serve up for you, Rubio. You're inexperienced, this, that. Here's what we, you know, like individually, here's what we're serving up. And I don't know, it'd be interesting to go back, and I bet you I could do this and compare this debate to some others in the past and see what the moderation was like and what the questioning was like, that kind of, well, the moderation of questioning kind of thing. All right, how about this one? This one from Shelley K. Bernie Sanders, I love this dude. I don't know. I think he speaks from the heart. That authenticity you're talking about, he's got it. Whether he's presidential material, that's another thing, but I do like him. Too bad that 15,000 people go out to see him in Seattle and Black Lives Matter ruin what would have been his probably shining moment in talking to all those people in Seattle. I just don't understand it. I understand protesting. I get it. I'm all for it. Woohoo. Absolutely. Freedom of speech. But is that the idea now, that you have to disrupt something and be rude and nasty to get attention for your movement? Doesn't make any sense to me, I gotta say. Yeah, if you don't know the story, that's what happened. There were it was a giant crowd in Seattle, and he was on the stage, and there was just too much interruption. He couldn't do his thing. He just couldn't do his thing because there was too much interruption from the people who came in to disrupt. So it didn't work. I don't know. Maybe it worked. Maybe it didn't work. Because was the idea to make their points and then disrail the thing? I'm not sure. You know, next thing is he's doing an event to do a meet and greet, and then he's doing some other things. He had a rally. He's having a rally at the University of Washington too, and so there should probably be a decent crowd. I think the biggest he could get though is 10,000 there. I mean, here's the thing, for the Black Lives Matter folks. If it was just too loud, it was too loud. I mean, you know, I listened to the footage of it and it was loud. So if it's so loud that you can't speak, you can't do your thing. You can't talk about whatever it is you're talking about and what platform you're running on, or, gee, I'm glad to be here in Seattle. I know the issues that affect you and this is what I think and whatever. So that's the bottom line of that. How about this? This one from Mary, who says, Cecil the Lion, and that whole thing with Cecil the Lion infuriated me, Kate. I just don't understand why. I'm so glad, actually, that it came out. But it goes to show you, if more people would react to things that they don't like and participate, as you say, in the political process, I bet you other things could happen. Because look at the movement over the whole Cecil the Lion thing. People were furious over that, and I don't blame them. I thought it was outrageous that they lured the lion out. One thing, okay, you're paying, you're a big game hunter, all right, fair is fair. But then, on the other hand, you're taking an innocent lion, luring him out, and slaughtering him. No. And they had to know that this lion was such a prized possession. And if they didn't, they're a bunch of dunces, the people that he hired to help him get the lion. And I think they should charge him with something. Yeah, they're not going to extradite him. That's not going to happen. Although there's people, his name is Palmer, he's a dentist. And there's people that are so enraged that, I mean, there's terrible things that they're saying they want to do to him and all this other stuff. And I mean, of course, that's crazy and way on the wackadoodle, you know, scale. But I agree. I think it's despicable. It's just a despicable act. I mean, that's all I can say. It's one thing to be a big game hunter. Yes, I'm a big game hunter. Too bad if you don't like it. I'm legally doing this. I have my permit. I have my trackers, and I'm going into the savannah to claim my prize if I can hit it. But to lure a protected species out of its area, that's brutal. I mean, it's just brutal. That's all I can say to it. All right, let's move on to this one. This one from Ron, who says, Hey, Kate Delaney, it's very nice to connect with you. I've been listening to the show for a couple of months. I am another Sarasota guy. I think half of Sarasota, or maybe all of Sarasota, is listening to your show. I even set my alarm because it's in the middle of the night. But I have to say, I really appreciate you and enjoy it. And sometimes I'll even download it if it's a day where I can't stay up. I heard you talking about presidential odds, and I was wondering about Clinton and Bush and Donald Trump and what the odds were. Yeah, I was talking about the fact that I had a conversation with my pal RJ Bell from pregame.com. And presidential odds in Vegas, you can't have action, put money on it, but offshore people are doing that. And in Europe and whatever, where they are posting these odds. And this is what the odds are. Hillary Clinton is plus 100, so that means even money. Jeb Bush is 4-1. Scott Walker, 10-1. Donald Trump, 15-1. Marco Rubio, 15-1. Ted Cruz, 40-1. Chris Christie, 40-1. Boy, that would be a nice return, wouldn't it? If George Pataki was elected and you were so inclined, you would, for this is what you get, 500-1 odds. That's huge. Then they broke it down a little bit more, and some of you are going to be infuriated by this, or maybe not, because these are just, I mean, these are odds. They're crunching on all the information that's out there. But that the Democratic Party has a 58% chance of winning, the Republican Party a 40% chance of winning. And guess what? Any other party has a chance of winning, like that person that's running independently. 2% chance. So there you go, for what it's worth. Let's move on to another one. This one from Monica, who says, "Hi, Kate. I don't know about you, but doesn't it seem like it's been a steamy, steamy summer? I heard you talking about Iraq, and it was 165 degrees. I cannot even imagine. I assume you just stay in your house, pray the air does not break down, and that's it, and don't move very much. I don't know how anyone can operate in that kind of climate. That's crazy climate, crazy, crazy, over the top hot. And when it gets to hit 100 where I am, it seems the same way. And I think of these people who are working outside, and I feel so sorry for them. I do not know how you acclimate to that." Yeah, so for all of you listening, how many of you, raise your hands, I can see them, are in 100-degree temps? It is brutal, isn't it? It is. Since I am in the 100-degree land, in the morning it feels fine. It just feels warmish, but it's good. You know, I notice in my neighborhood everybody's out at the crack of dawn running, walking babies, dogs, whatever, because they know what's coming later in the day. And, of course, even with misters and stuff, people aren't sitting outside and eating. You know, places where you go, I think it cracks me up, where they have these giant misters and fans. Like, you know, in 108 degrees, sitting outside with a fan and a mister in my face just doesn't do it for me. So I feel you. I completely understand. Any thoughts? You can send them to me. AmericaTonight.net. AmericaTonight.net.
Health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, which includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993 today.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet sleeves or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Serious investors and traders want to make an 81% return in 60 seconds? We can show you how using our free tool. Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars in profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple, my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Best part, it's 100% free. Go to richmoneyrich.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com.
Here on America Tonight, I'm always up for talking about missions, especially when we're talking about Mars. I am completely fascinated by it. So over the years, we've had Chris Carberry on to talk about exploring Mars. In fact, you want to check out a great site. Go to exploremars.org. Chris, thanks as always for hopping on.
Well, thanks for having me back on. It's always fun.
You know, it's interesting. A lot of people are now really starting to talk about this. I mean, you're in this, so you feel that. You know, when you're getting emails and you're out there and you're talking to people and you're at different, maybe even fundraisers, or you're out lecturing or whatnot. But I just feel a shift. I think there is a shift of people really curious about this Mars thing. Do you feel that?
Oh, absolutely. Over the last 2 to 3 years, there has been a decided shift. And I've been doing this for some time, you know, about a decade or two ago. You know, you'd go into congressional offices or other places, and you'd mention, oh, we're advocating human missions to Mars, and you'd see their eyes roll, or, you know, you'd have that giggle factor. But that's gone away. Mars seems to really have taken hold, you know, from policymakers, NASA, the space industry, and the general public. So, yeah, there has definitely been a shift. I don't know what all the reasons for that. You know, there's been great successes. Like last week was the third-year anniversary of the landing of the Curiosity rover, which that certainly had an impact, getting people really excited about Mars. And there's a lot of other great news also. But I think the public just is really anxious for us to do something bold, exciting again. And Mars, you know, if we're going to send humans out into space, Mars is the place we should go.
Yeah, you know, I agree. I think that's what it is, that people are hungry for something You know, something bold. That's it. Something bold is probably it. And, I noticed this, too, and this is going to help you because, you know, there's this movie coming out with Matt Damon based on the book The Martian. Have you seen that or did you read that book?
I've read the book and, you know, I'm very familiar with, you know, the movie coming out. And so we're very excited about that. The buzz about the movie is it's going to be one of the most realistic movies about space exploration. And, you know, some of the space movies that come out in the past and a lot of other movies kind of are based on, oh, we have to leave Earth because Earth is falling apart in a dystopian future. This isn't that. While there is a near tragedy in this movie, it's about hope. You know, human drive, an optimistic future. So we're hoping to really spend a lot of time harnessing the excitement about this movie to show people this is an achievable goal. We can do this within the next couple of decades. We can get people to the surface of Mars, and we don't have to break the budget doing it because one of the biggest obstacles is misconception. Misconception about what it'll cost, and the other biggest hurdle, of course, is politics. Keeping the political momentum going over multiple presidential terms.
Yeah, which is always difficult, but that's difficult for all of us to navigate, so you understand. We don't know. The landscape constantly changes. Who knows what's going to happen? You know, it's interesting you say that about the myths about space exploration in general. I agree with that. And the number that keeps getting thrown out, and you know, you wrote about it. You actually did a piece on the Huffington Post, and everybody can find that. But you talk about the fact that you're saying that what people think in their minds, and they're hearing this weird number that is going to cost over $1 trillion, and you say in reality, pretty much the evidence is showing, no, it'd be a lot smaller than that, right?
Oh, absolutely. And this is the thing. Generally, the perception, even for people who haven't heard that wild $1 trillion figure, people's perception of what NASA costs is much higher than it actually is. You know, generally people think it's multiple percentages, if not more, of the federal budget, whereas it's less than half of 1% of the federal budget. But, you know, then you have these people out there saying, oh, Mars will cost $1 trillion or more. And that's ridiculous. You know, NASA hasn't spent even close to $1 trillion in all the money it's spent combined since its founding in 1958. That's even with adjusted dollars. But we can show that this is something that we can achieve without large increases in NASA budgets and show them that we're going to spend roughly the same amount of money on NASA whether we go to Mars or not. So why don't we use that money efficiently, you know, spend taxpayer dollars well and do something great? I think it's a no-brainer, really.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you. When we talk about Mars and we talk about, and you run up against this because, as I mentioned, when you're out there speaking and really getting people to understand the whole idea of exploring Mars and you're even beyond that. But when you go out and you talk to people, what do you tell them is the reason why this would be an incredible achievement? There's some things that we could learn. What are the things that you tell people about the possibilities when we get to Mars?
Well, there are two or three, maybe there are a huge number of good reasons, and that's sometimes where the confusion comes out. It sounds like the space community can't make up its mind, but there are a lot of great reasons, and that's what's sometimes challenging. When we went to the moon, frankly, there was one reason we were going to the moon to beat the Soviets. And so that was easy to say. We're going to beat the Soviets, but unfortunately, when we have one goal like that, once we achieve the goal, you know, there was no reason to continue, at least from a political perspective. And so, but with Mars, there are lots of good reasons. Now, one of the best reasons, of course, is to determine whether life existed on Mars, you know, microbial life in the past, the present. If we determine that, that'll be one of the great discoveries in human history. Another important thing, frankly, from my perspective, I think it's even more important, you know, at least in the short term for humanity, can humans live on Mars? So it's all about life on Mars, whether it be the microbial life, if it exists, or whether humans can live there. And so, but one of the biggest reasons I always push, which is kind of a little bit different, is going back to that bold, those bold goals, I think the nation and the world is really hungry for something like this. And I think, you know, the country has had a confidence problem for the last few years. We feel as though we're falling behind. you know, we're not as capable of great things. Well, I think if we commit to this and stick with it, that will be a tremendous shot in the arm, a morale boost that will be affected throughout the entire economy. I think when we realize we can still do these great things, not only will it make us feel better, that's great, but I think that'll affect the economy, our whole outlook for the future, which I think can have a dramatic impact.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you. And, of course, last week they announced the fact that, excuse me, we have to, you know, jump on the backs of the Soviets, and that upset a lot of people, so that could help you.
Yeah, oh, no, absolutely true. Right now, you know, we've been depending on the Russians for the last few years since we shut down the space shuttle program, and that was necessary. We had to, if we wanted to be able to afford to do the next thing, we did actually have to close down the space shuttle program, except this gap we've had where we haven't been able to send our own astronauts up has just gotten longer and longer.
Yes.
So hopefully we'll be able to, you know, in the next couple of years, we'll have these commercial crew carriers, which will bring our astronauts up, American companies bringing Americans up to the station in the next few years. And so I think that'll make a big difference. And then, of course, we have a whole bunch of different vehicles being developed right now, which will help us get beyond low Earth orbit. In late 2017, the SLS rocket's supposed to do its first launch, you know, the big NASA rocket. And there are a whole bunch of commercial carriers that are, you know, developing some interesting technologies also. So I think people will see an awful lot of action over the next few years. They'll actually see the rocket, see the hardware. And I think once they actually see it happening, then they will realize, oh, this is really going to happen. We can grasp onto this rather than just another PowerPoint presentation. And one other piece of evidence that, you know, maybe NASA and everybody else is more serious. If for the first time, you know, in October, NASA will be running this workshop, you know, kind of taking an initial look at potential human landing spots. You know, I think they're going to select like 10. You know, it's not going to determine exactly which one we're actually going to land at. But they're really looking at this, what will be the best places to land humans. And so that'll be exciting.
Wow, no kidding. So that workshop, is that for the people at NASA? Is that for the scientists? Who's that workshop
for? It's a combination of people. They're trying to have as much input from, you know, people in the field as possible. I think from the public. I mean, you know, it hasn't gotten a lot of publicity. I even looked it up online this morning just to make sure it was publicly out there, and it was, but I believe they want as much input as possible, you know, so I think mostly from the space community, but, you know, I think they are looking for proposals, you know, from people to present. Yeah.
I love that. And you're right, that's what it is. If we can see it, feel it, touch it, and that's what's missing. I mean, I think a lot of us, frankly, miss the shuttle, because we'd be talking about, wow, look what the shuttle did, or the shuttle's landing, or I can't tell you how many people would tell me in my life, oh, I want to go to a shuttle landing, or I want to, when is that, what time is, when are they coming, what's going on? And because it was real, it was out there, everybody was talking about it. So I think you're right. If the workshop will get people even more excited.
That will, hopefully the movie will, and we start seeing all these new rounds of rocket tests. You know, we have, there'll be the Mars InSight lander launching next year, you know, then we have, you know, in 2020, another rover. So over the next few years, every year there should be something new and exciting that we'll be able to see to keep the public engaged, show that there's motion forward. But once again, have to be able to find a way to keep that motion going into the next administration, and so they don't hit the reset button and decide, oh, well, forget about Mars, now we're going here. And then we start over again and waste a lot of money. So we have to be able to find a way to keep the momentum going so that the politicians, you know, will also keep it going so we can finally start exploring again.
Yep, absolutely. I love it. Chris Carberry, always fun to talk to you, CEO, Explore Mars. You can catch his blog, like I mentioned, Enabling the Martian. Go check that, the Martian, rather. Go check that out at Huffington Post. Thank you, Chris, so much.
Thanks for having me on.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Every everyone says or does something silly once in a while. Even very smart, very accomplished people. It's part of being human. A quote taken out of context, a legal problem, an unfortunate photograph. Once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Because people love to dig up dirt, even when it's not real dirt. Put it to rest. Call for a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. Businesses, public figures, and professionals turn to Reputation.com for good reason. We protect your online image by helping make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Learn more about what the experts at Reputation.com can do for you. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Now, a twice-as-nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of ionic silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play around. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, darling, kiss me.
Well, believe it or not, here we are again, coming to the close of yet another hour on America Tonight. Boy, it flies by, doesn't it? Too bad the campaigns don't fly by quite as quickly. But I'm bummed. So we have been talking a lot about polls, numbers, all that kind of stuff. And, you know, where are we at this point? It's too early in the game. And, you know, maybe I've uncovered and we'll go do a deeper dive on this. As to the fact that we certainly know many candidates emerge suddenly from nowhere. And they're not from nowhere, but they just weren't thought about, or they were asked and they passed, and then something changed, and voila, there was that moment. And maybe there will be one of those. Maybe there will be a moment, and we'll find out in the next few months, I would think. Because I don't think it'll drag on and on and on and on. If somebody does come out of the proverbial ether, let's put it that way. One of the fun things that I get to do with this gig is read op-ed pieces, you know, from all over, because I like to get a sense of what's happening from New York to Chicago to Iowa, to Missouri, to Mississippi, many of the great places where you're listening to me. I've had the privilege, luckily, in this career of living in all different quadrants of the United States. So I know what it's like to live in the South, in the Southeast, in the West, etc. And it's always interesting to look at the perspectives from the various corners of our country. For example, the New York Post couldn't be any more different than what you would find with the Dallas Morning News. I mean, certain headlines, the big stories, are absolutely the same. But except for the New York Post, if you were to pick it up today, you would have seen the story because it's just so titillating. We can't get enough of this. You know, if we're not into the politics of the day and we're sick of the same old thing, you could read the saucy celebrity headlines that I think are so boring. But the headline shows this beautiful, there's a picture of a beautiful young girl, and it says, ex-Affleck nanny took private jet to Vegas with Ben and Tom Brady. Whatever that makes Giselle feel just wonderful. So wait a second. Isn't this the same guy that the NFL said destroyed his phone with all the evidence of Deflategate? And then there's pretty much other nonsense across the top, and most of it, except for Megyn Kelly, I certainly will not apologize to Donald Trump. So now in New York, the way the story is playing out, because Fox is in New York, is that Megyn Kelly's saying, I'm not apologizing. Donald Trump is saying, I'm not apologizing. And Fox is loving it because it gets headlines. It gets headlines. And then if you just, you know, page through a little bit more, you see that Bernie Sanders, despite the fact that Black Lives Matters have really derailed a couple of his recent appearances in Seattle, he got his first major labor endorsement. Because, you know, labor can spend in all kinds of directions. Labor and big corporations. So there may be some big money being thrown, in a sense, in his way. It's the National Nurses United. They're endorsing him for the Democratic presidential nomination. They have 185,000 members. Wow, how about that? That's big. I didn't realize how big that membership was, but it is. And they say they're pointing to his record on expanding Medicare and challenging Wall Street's role in the economy and opposition to the Trans-Pacific Partnership trade deal, which they don't like. And then they say, isn't it interesting, here we go again with authenticity, according to this National Nurses United, they say Sanders says what he means, and that's reflected in his work. And you know what? I'd agree with that. He's like the renegade guy, and you see him, and he's like, oh, you know, oh, brutal, because he doesn't like what's happening, but he does stand alone sometimes. So, yeah, absolutely. And here we go again with this. You know, somehow I've mentioned to go almost the whole show without mentioning ISIS, but here is that mention. A New Jersey man was planning on building somewhat of a small army of ISIS terrorists, apparently, to rage some war. He had New York and New Jersey accomplices who have been arrested, including his brother, and his name is Nader Sahdeh, 20 years old, Rutherford, charged with conspiring to provide material support to the radical group. He exposes the ISIS doctrine and attacks in online correspondence with his would-be collaborator. And he traveled to the Middle East in May to join the group, then ended up back in Jersey. So, big mistake for him to come back to New Jersey. An informant revealed to investigators that Sadah, who is his brother and is part of the group, voiced sympathy for several high-profile terror attacks, including Charlie Hebdo, the massacre, and the killing of a Jordanian pilot. And this was back in May, when he traveled overseas. So needless to say, you know, you're looking at 20 years perhaps of being locked up for that, which is good because, you know, no matter what, if they're lone wolves, if they're trying to go deeper into ISIS, whatever, it doesn't matter. You know, they have these young magazines geared toward young people. It's not a good thing, let's put it that way. So you say it, you're done. You say it, you're in court, and I'm all for that. because we cannot take any chances. And since we were talking about Mars so much during this show, or at least I was throwing it in, there was a story I also noticed today about, and this was in everything I read somewhere, whether it was in the beginning of the I'll call it the paper, or in the back of it. How about this man contacting the International Space Station from his garden shed? Is anybody out there? I'm in the shed. I'm desperately, desperately looking for a hand tool. I can't find the spade. What do I do? So I guess you don't need all this incredible technology to send your messages out. He was an amateur with an amateur radio. That's what happened with Adrian Lane. He made contact with the space station as it passed over his Gloucestershire house. A 52-year-old amateur radio dude who was just in the shed, and apparently he was shocked when they replied, call signal, yeah, we're out here. How you doing, buddy? How are you? He said they came back and said, receiving you, welcome aboard the International Space Station. It lasted for about 45 seconds, and it took place during a four-minute contact window. He said he just sat back and waited until the mainstream calling had died down a bit, then gave them a call, and they came back up. And he asked them what the stars look like from up there. They came back and said, with no atmosphere, the stars are really bright. But he told me when you look down on Earth, it's something else, just a mass of color where everything else is black. Everything else up there is black. So good for him. He asked the right question, actually. So think about that. The International Space Station is flying over the top of where this guy was in the shed at 17,500 miles an hour. Wow. How crazy is that? Good for him. Wouldn't that be, that would be an exciting moment, wouldn't it? You've reached the International Space Station, and yeah, let's talk about the stars. Very, very cool. I've talked about this before, but McDonald's Observatory is the best. Put it on a list. Put it on a bucket list. If you've never been there, it's very close to Marfa, Texas, and just a couple of years ago, I had the fortune of going out to Marfa, and it was incredible. We had a Chinese satellite that went over top of us. We got to look at Saturn up close with these incredible telescopes and stars that were billions of light years away, which blew my mind. So I'm sure that radio ham op Adrian Lane was blown away by making that contact with the International Space Station. Woohoo! That's a good wow moment, isn't it? Thanks for listening. Remember, you can always throw in your 2 cents at americatonight.net. See you soon.
About your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. 1-855-905-MY-TV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MY-TV. 1-855-905-MY-TV. 1-855-905-MY-TV.